You are listening to the Dharma Ocean podcast. In this week's talk, Reggie expands on the remarks he made last week on how we discover our Buddha nature through meditation practice. He explains that when we let go into our basic nature, we discover that the imperative of our spiritual journey is to become fully who we are without reservation.
I wanted to talk about a very, very important topic, one that is really right at the heart of our practice, which is the topic of Maitri, or loving kindness. When we commit ourselves to make the journey, we are not committing ourselves to a static state. In fact, we're committing ourselves to a kind of personal unfolding and change and transformation that probably has no end and probably goes far beyond this lifetime. And the path is often very challenging because we are constantly being invited to see where we're holding back and to let go and surrender into the unknown. The process of letting go is sometimes becomes, it sort of takes center stage, and the challenge and the demand and how we're hanging on. And I thought it would be important to talk about what we're letting go for. You know, why are we letting go, and what are we letting go of? And what I'm going to talk to you about is a little known teaching in Buddhism. It is known in the inner tradition of Vajrayana, and it's taught there, but it's not really taught publicly. Our ground as human beings is the fundamental awareness that we were touching yesterday. It is, it's what's called the natural state. It's very accessible, and it needs to become part of our experience. It's part of ourselves. We need to be able to touch that and know it experientially. We need to know that at the very basis and foundation of our being as humans is a space that is open and bright and warm and goes on forever. And ultimately, it's always there. And within that space, there is already fulfillment and already all the freedom that we seek. During the course of the journey, we learn initially how to touch that space, as we did yesterday a little bit, and then how to be fully in it, and then how to learn to return to it whenever we need to, whenever we feel claustrophobic or trapped or we're lost in our own emotions. We need to be able to open to that space, and all of a sudden, everything is healed. When we're in the midst of troubled relationships, we need to be able to go to that space and in ourselves and know that the freedom is already there, and there's nothing that we really have to get out of this relationship or this situation because we already have what we might be looking for. And when you feel that fulfillment in yourself, just as an ordinary person, just like we are, and you feel that freedom, then in your personal relationships, you're free to be to communicate and free to engage with the other person and free to take the blame when you need to and free to acknowledge anything that needs to be acknowledged. There's no more any defensiveness needed. It's an incredible experience of freedom, and we can truly love other people. It frees us to love other people. And that experience of the openness of mind is what's called Maitri, where we are already fulfilled, and therefore the loving kindness that other people need is very, very natural. Initially, it's loving kindness for ourselves, because it takes all the pressure off ourselves. And secondly, it's loving kindness to the whole world, because we're not trying to wring something out of other people or out of the world anymore. And the minute we don't need to do that, there's simply love. Our love for others, which is our part of the natural state. So, you know, part of why we're letting go, why we're making this journey, is so that we can touch this pure and open and warm and loving and free depth of our own person. Right now, it's right this moment, it's there. It's not something that has to be created. But there's more to it. Now, so far, you know, I could be talking Mahayana language and conventional Vajrayana language, but there's more to it. There is, you know, underneath all of our ego and all of our, self-serving sort of attitudes and activities, all of our narcissism, all of our troubled emotions, there is an authentic self or an authentic person. And this person is given birth to in our particular embodiment by emptiness. To put it very simply, there is a real you, and it's not just empty. It is empty, meaning that it's not solid, but it is your inherent fundamental personality. It is your individual energy. It's your inspiration. It's your creativity. It's your way of loving. It's your way of feeling. It's your way of experiencing the world, which is completely, ultimately unique to you. And this person that you are, that we all are, it's not born and it doesn't die. It's something that has been from the beginning and will always be. It transcends life and death. It can be experienced if you are a person who can journey to the other side. Even right now, you can meet the authentic person of other people. That authentic person always exists, and what I'm thinking over is that what I think is the authentic person actually probably develops, although this person that we most essentially are was never born and will never die. Nevertheless, there's development, but it's not the kind of development we would think of. It's different from that. It's not like getting bigger or something like that, but it's becoming more and more and more and more who we really are. When we feel, it's interesting in our experience, we feel a difference between when we're being sort of neurotic, sort of greedy or angry or whatever, and then when there's some very deep inspiration that arises in us that's really quite unique to ourselves. Well, that deeper inspiration is coming from our authentic person. And the journey on the path is to let go of our inauthentic self and to become more only and nakedly our authentic self. The journey is not about just becoming empty. It's not nihilistic. It's about becoming who we truly are. When we say becoming who we truly are, what we mean is truly are as we have been for millions of years. You know, as we say so often in our lineage, our authentic person is why we are here in this world. And our authentic person is the beatific creation of the universe. The universe has given birth to our, to who we truly are, and we come onto this earth to make a journey to gradually grow into that person. When we are born on this earth, we find ourselves in a family and in a village and in a society and in a culture. And there are all kinds of learned behaviors that the human race has evolved in its evolution, you know, toward for survival. And those behaviors differ from time to time and place to place. And our authentic person is overlain in the beginning. It's overlaid with all kinds of, you know, as we do, you know, we take our, let's say, our fundamental feeling of love for others, and then it gets turned into a personal identity, and it becomes involved in our own personal struggle for survival and security, and it, you know, it turns out to be a very neurotic end result. But underneath all of the overlays is this person that is truly us. And we all feel that that's there. It's very interesting that sometimes you meet teachers who will tell you, we're just trying to get rid of ego. And everybody bristles at that. Not everybody, but a lot of people bristle. And they feel like it's that the baby is being thrown out with the bathwater, that there's something in them that is very sacred that shouldn't be thrown out and shouldn't be disparaged and diminished. That's our authentic person. So when we are working on the journey, we are letting go of all the inauthenticity in ourselves, all the habitual patterns, all the attempts to be safe and secure, all the ways we try to be small and you know, constricted so we don't have to risk things. And as we let them go, then this other thing emerges, which is who we truly are. In the Tibetan Vajrayana tradition, we talk about Yidams, which is it's a deity that is you. And in the Tibetan tradition, in the Vajrayana, we visualize ourselves like as a Buddha or as a female deity or a male deity. You know, they're all Buddhas, different kinds of Buddhas. And you visualize that you are that person. And that is an attempt to represent the authentic self. When you jettison the inauthentic self, something remains, and it's the yidam. But the thing is, there's another step. And the step is, we could visualize ourselves as actually who we really are, as a human person, that is beyond the ego. That's the Shambhala. That's called the fourth jhana, or Shambhala, where we grow into being this, we're still human, but we are human in a way that is utterly open, non-defensive, non-territorial, and is totally transparent to our own creativity and our own unique perception of the universe and our own unique way of being within the totality. That's ultimately what the Vajrayana teaching is, that we need to become that person.
This teaching was taken from a longer talk held at the Blazing Mountain Retreat Center in Crestone, Colorado. To download the complete teachings from this retreat and to find a variety of audio listening guides to assist you on your spiritual journey, please visit dharmaocean.org/store.